All right, let's move on to, oh, Jesus, you're going to make me pronounce this.
You want me to say it?
Good guy. Yeah, please.
Good guy, Sajabe. It's Bay, because they actually, I think, in the last one did a phonetic version.
With their song, The Wire. I think this is good 90s indie rock, you know, that's good writing and good performances. This isn't my favorite genre, but, you know, I can appreciate that it's a good, solid enough song.
I like the metal guitar riff at the beginning. It's like, dun 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 dun. I feel like I'm marching on a horsey, like with my sword in the battlefield. And, you know, that chugging guitar riff at the start is just, it's a nice palate cleanser from After the Quantifiers. So I liked it for that. I like the verse and the chorus, and I think they're pretty good. But by the time we got to the bridge, things began to fall apart a little bit. I think the lyrics are a little bit first drafty, and in the bridge, the rhymes are a little bit weaker. I feel like they're trying to squeeze too many syllables into the lines, and there's some weird overlap. I do like the somewhat restrained and non-shreddy guitar solo. And overall, I like this song. But I'm not sure I want to listen to it a lot. But I would put it in the top half of songs in this group, for sure.
When I first heard it, I thought I was playing Demner, so I had a double check to make sure. I went, wait a minute, is this the right thing I'm playing? But love the driving guitars at the start. I kept coming back to the guitar counterpoint after the chorus. It was a really nice touch. It's like, okay, that extra guitar that came in, nice little high, little mini solo in there, went, all right, this is cool. I kept replaying this one. This one stayed in my replay bin.